on the line now. I have actors Anna Shields McNamee and also Paul Mead. Hello, good afternoon. How are you both?
Good, how are you?
Okay, I'll talk to you first, Anna. The part of Pygmalion, it's a very, very well-known story, of course, My Fair Lady and that. So, give us a little bit of background to the story, because it's sort of the question of a little bit of strength of women and empowerment of women is told in the story, isn't it?
Yes. So Eliza is my character, and she sells flowers on the street, and she tries to sell a flower to Henry Higgins, who Paul plays, and she's from the East End, and she has a Cockney accent, and he studies accents, so he gets interested in her accent. And then she finds out that he's a professor that teaches people how to speak properly. And so he kind of takes her in and tries to turn her into a lady.
Mm-hmm. Because at that time, when you think about it, I think around the time women hadn't got the vote, for instance, and stuff like that. So it's quite contemporary from Shaw at the time when you reflect on it.
Contemporary? Oh, yeah, massively, yeah. Because I think the whole thing in the play is that she's when she's poor and down and out, she is independent. She can make her own living by selling flowers, even though she's not making a lot of money. And then when she does try to kind of move up the ladder, and her aim is to kind of set up her own flower shop, but when she does try to do that, and she's turned into a lady, she actually has less options. And she can't go back to, there are no real available jobs for her, and she has no money to kind of set herself up, and she has to rely solely on these men to make anything of her, you know.
Mm-hmm. And have you said it in the way that's written, to an extent? Do you have to speak Cockney yourself, Anne?
I do, yeah. I do speak a bit of East End Cockney, yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah, okay. Can I talk to Paul now for a sec?
Yeah.
Or should I call him in his guise, which is starting on the 2nd of August, Professor Higgins? How did you find your approach to Professor Higgins?
My approach, well, Higgins is funny because he's quite an eccentric character. He's very focused on studying phonetics and linguistics, and he sort of lives in his own kind of academic world, and he's not very polite. So he's kind of, he says what's on his mind, and he's not afraid to call people names and be rude to people. But I suppose himself and Eliza form a bit of a bond through working together. And then, but ultimately he's not able to emotionally be available for people, I suppose. Mm-hmm. He's sort of an odd fish.
Would he be the sort of Donald Trump misogyny of his day within himself?
Yeah. I think in his mind he's not misogynistic. I think he thinks that he's all about equality.
Mm-hmm.
But he only considers people equal when they come up to his level or his understanding of the way the world works, because he's quite, I suppose because he's academic and he's very knowledgeable, he doesn't... grant people, he doesn't suffer fools gladly, I suppose, and he kind of swats them aside. So he's not, he thinks he's all about equality, but he's not really.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bit of a boor, really.
Yeah, no, I read quite a lot, and I've gone to see a lot of movies. I've seen quite a few plays in my life, and I was just wondering about, a lot of people look upon the movie as the definitive version, but I saw a production of Pygmalion, I don't know, maybe 30 years ago, actually, in England, and it sort of didn't dilute at all for me, because I think because it's a musical. This is not a musical that you're doing. Sure, it's not.
That's right. So I suppose, yeah, I had that same experience where I loved My Fair Lady, the film. It's great fun and lovely music and that. But then I went to see Pygmalion in London, and you just realise that there's another sort of slightly. It's a very funny play, but it's. Kind of dark as well. There's interesting corners in it that you don't get in My Fair Lady, where the edges are smoothed out a little bit. So, and also it's a little bit I think Eliza marries Higgins at the end of My Fair Lady, whereas mm-hmm. in Pygmalion she doesn't. She finds her own kind of way of being independent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more, I suppose it's more about equality.
Yes, and as I said to Anna, if I could ask Anna there, her approach to it as well, does that make the difference for you as well, that it's not a musical?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not mad into musicals anyway, because I feel they kind of take you out of the story and they kind of deflate the drama and tension a bit. And this play kind of, the rhythm is quite fast, you know, like it kind of zips by and then it's over. And I really like that, you know. I think if it was a musical, it might slow it down. It would just be a different type of show.
Yeah, I think you're right there, and Paul himself has said it as well, that it sort of deflects from the drama, from the comedy as well in it, because, I mean, you're waiting for them to burst it, when you're watching the movie anyway, you're waiting for them to burst into song all the time, so you can, and because the music is so catchy in the movie as well, you're right, it does deflect from the story, maybe a little bit, maybe I'm being a bit too unkind, but I prefer the...
Yeah, the music is very good in the film, yeah. It's very catchy. But yeah, it does deflate the seriousness of Eliza's situation, you know.
Okay, is it a huge cast as well? I mean, give us the details. Starting on the 2nd of August in Smock Valley.
Yeah.
So give us all the details about it, Anna.
The 2nd of August in Smock Valley runs for a month until the 3rd of September, 7:30 p.m. every night. 2:30 matinee on Saturdays, yeah, and Sundays. Okay, right. And there's no show on Monday then.
No show on Monday.
No.
Yeah, everyone has a break on a Monday. Everyone has a break.
Everyone needs a day off. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a cast of 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're all heavy into rehearsals at the moment.
Yeah, we're in deep. Yeah, I mean, what can I?
Can I ask you individually about yourselves, if you don't mind me asking you at all, Anna? Have we seen you, heard you in anything else before?
I've done mainly theatre. I've done a bit in The Gate, which you might know. Done a bit with Second Age, who Paul works with now, don't you?
Yeah,
a bit. Yeah. Done a bit in the Project Arts Centre, a few plays there.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Vikings. I did Vikings last week. You know the.
Oh, that started back. Show. Yeah. Yes, I know someone who's involved in the filming of that. So yeah, that started back as well.
Yeah, so I play a nun in Vikings season 5. You'll have to look out for me.
Okay. We'll ask the silly question then. Is there any particular role that you'd love to get your teeth into? That you've seen before, if you were said, now if someone was offering me that, I'd love to have done that, and if they ever remake it, I'd love to do it.
Oh, in like a film or something?
Anything, yeah.
Anything.
You know, one of the typical, I suppose, one of them is, I think, Streetcar Named Desire, or...
Typical one that comes to mind is Antigone.
Mm-hmm.
Good one. That's a good one. But do you know what? Anything. Anything that's a challenge, you know?
Yeah.
Anything that's a challenge or... comedy's always fun. Even Antigone, even that, I wouldn't be like, you know.
What about yourself, Paul? Any ambitions that you would have, that you something you'd love to particularly get your teeth into or have done that has been done, but you'd love to do?
I have great love for Shakespeare, so any Shakespearean role I'd love to do. But I have to say, like I've been directing for the last number of years, so this is my first acting role in a while, and I wouldn't have thought of playing Henry Higgins, but I really love it. It's a great part. And, he's such fun, but there's also sort of a great emotional journey as well, so it's very, I'm loving playing this part.
I suppose with the two of you, that's the beauty of acting, really, that you, even though I've asked that, as I said, that silly question as well, but at the same time something comes along, you go, I'll do this because it's work, and then you find out, I mean, when you think of Bryan Cranston with I can't think of
Breaking
the name
Bad.
Breaking Bad, yeah. I'm sure when he was offered that, he was going, yeah, okay, it's a bit of work for a couple of weeks or a couple of months and whatever. And the way it has turned it around, and he does, I mean, I think I heard some great actor, I can't think of his name, said it was one of the, oh yeah, it was the Welsh actor, the Lambs, what's his name?
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, he said it was the greatest performance he's ever seen from any actor. He's the great, you know, but so to be praised like that, but that comes out of the blue, so that's the way life happens in acting, doesn't it?
Yeah, you do. You have to take the rough with the smooth, you know, but I think, you just never know what's around the corner, which is good.
And thanks for thanks for prompting me quite a bit there.
Not at all. No.
The memory is fading a bit. So obviously both of you and the rest of the cast are looking forward to this production in Smock Alley.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, very much so. It's a very, very exciting production of a great play.
Okay.
Obviously, Charles Irish as well. So it's great to have.
Yeah.
Be doing a Nobel Prize winner who's Irish in their play. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Okay, running every night and you have matinees as well. So people want all the details, website, want a book for it. Give us all the details for that, Paul.
www.smockalley.com. Smockalley.com. So yeah. That's probably where you get all the details. Yeah, I actually don't have the phone number here on me, but...
Google it.
You can
Google it.
Yeah, and you can book online as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, you can Google.
That's all there on the website, yeah.
Google everything these days, can't you? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Google it.
Well, listen, good luck for the future, and I'll try and get along to see this if I can.
Thank you.
But it's a good time as well, starting on the 2nd until the 3rd of October for the full month in Smock Alley. That's a production of Pilmaegan by Bernard Shaw. Thank you very much, Anna and Paul. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Say break a leg. Thank you. Bye.